Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Amy C. just gave $180. That's a miracle maker. She gets the cowbells. Thank you, Amy C., for that. Peter M. for your $100. Catherine and Matthew T. for your $100. John D. for $50. Kathy A. for your $50 donation. So someone just gave a $100 cash donation right here at Manning Family Children's. That puts us at, I think we're up to 13 donations this hour. They want us to get 33, so we need 20 more, Newell.
Folks, 585,000 kids treated last year. Every dollar stays right here, and you can see where it's spent right here if you visit here. And most importantly of all of this, it's all about access. No child is turned away.
Ever for any reason. They're never asked if they have the money to pay for it. If they need it, they are getting that care. And no one knows that better than Paige Landry. Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Paige, how are you? Thank you for joining us this morning. So tell us about Carson and the journey with Carson here at Manning's.
So Carson is my son, Raymond and I's son. He was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia in 2022. What started out as an ordinary day turned into our worst nightmare. We were leaving for our family beach trip, and we noticed some bruising on Carson's legs. I have a nursing background, so we brought him in to get checked out. And at 1:31 in the afternoon, we received a call that we had to come straight to Manning's Family Children, where he was diagnosed with leukemia.
And he was how old then?
He was 3.
So your 3-year-old, now you find out, has blood cancer.
Yes, sir.
You're a nurse, so you have some background. You know that this is one of the worst things a parent can possibly hear. Your child has cancer. Now what?
You're absolutely correct. And that whole nursing background just goes out the window. But I will say that as soon as we got to Manning's Family Children, we were brought straight back into the emergency room, where we were greeted with a wonderful care team who, even though I was a nurse, sat down with us and explained his diagnosis and let us know that everything would be okay and they would be here to support us and get through that journey with us here at Manning's Family Children.
Yeah, that I love the way that you put that. The nursing thing went out of the window because you're the mom.
Yes, sir.
So from that point forward, obviously, there's a lot that had to happen and a lot that had to align.
You're absolutely correct. And we also had other children at home. So we were incredibly thankful. We were brought up to the floor where we were greeted with a wonderful nurse who actually had was a friend of a family friend. So again, here you are in New Orleans being able to get your care local. Yeah. You see a familiar face who may know another familiar face. We were there for a good 6 weeks. But we immediately felt like family. We felt like we most certainly could stay here, get the care that we needed. We were walked through his entire roadmap, is what they call it, and all the treatments that he would have to get. They were educated us. We immediately just knew that we were in the right place to be able to fight this battle. We also relied on our community as well to rally around us. So again, incredibly thankful that we had Manning's Family Children to be here and provide that support and care to us so that our family and friends could also rally with us.
Help parents like Paige and kids like Carson by calling 888-780-8811 now or texting NOLA Kids to 34984. Did you believe it when you heard that everything's going to be okay, when the staff here told you, yes, your son has cancer, but everything's going to be okay?
So I always say faith over fear. They also have an amazing chapel here at Manning's Family Children's, so I immediately went there, and I prayed, very hard every day, over day, that he would be okay. So was my faith a little bit weary? Absolutely. But, like, again, we were blessed to be able to be brought here, greeted by the wonderful individuals and people that made a difference in Carson's life. And then I also had that, you know, area that I could go to where we could pray, you know, for Carson and for every child in this hospital. It's an incredible place. And although at that moment I might have felt weak, I knew that everyone was going to be there with us to get through it.
We just visited with Corinne, the child life specialist. What role did they play?
Child life was incredible. Carson is a very active, if you have a little boy, just imagining that all his trucks, his toys, everything at his house, he doesn't have. He has to be in a hospital for 6 weeks, and he has nothing. Child life came in. They did activities with him. They asked what he liked. He's into hunting. He's into fishing. He likes outdoor things. So they ended up bringing a John Deere motorized tractor for him to ride around the hospital with. So that was how we rewarded him for being able to do the hard things that this treatment required. I mean, yeah. He was stuck over 20 times the first night.
So he didn't have a wheelchair. He had a John Deere tractor.
A John Deere motorized tractor that
That's
was
awesome.
Controlled by a remote control. But they brought that in order to help him get through the hard things that he needed to.
That had to be such a special moment for you as a mom, because you understood the trials and tribulations of a three-year-old son.
How do you explain it?
I had one.
Yeah.
I had 2 3-year-old sons.
Yeah. How much longer do we have to be here? When can I go home? I want my toys, you know. But we, with their help, we adjusted and we made it.
How's Carson doing now?
He's phenomenal. He is doing great. He actually, you know, he couldn't be with us today, but he loves to come back. He likes to go walk on 4 West and see all the doctors and nurses. He really is doing wonderful. We will be back here every 3 months. Again, incredibly thankful that we have somewhere local to be able to receive care and have that follow-up treatment, because it is a long journey.
He's in remission now?
He is in remission. But again, it is a long journey, so he will be monitored very closely for the next 5 years.
So they were right. He was going to be okay?
He's going to be okay.
How old is Carson now?
He's 6.
That's awesome.
2.5 years of treatment.
And you've probably seen Carson, folks, and you don't even know it on the billboards for Manning Family
town.
Children's all over town. And that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. We want to be that light of hope to the parents.
And your community at home rallied around you as well, right?
They certainly did. We had one of the largest blood drives hosted by St. Charles Catholic High School. And with the help of Manning Family Children, we had an extraordinary amount of donors to be able to give back to Children's Hospital as well.
Let's have more happy endings like this one. Still in process, but looking really good for Carson Landry. You're hearing from his mom, Paige. He had blood cancer, and now he's a happy, healthy 6-year-old, and hopefully that
in remission.
In remission. 5 more years of regularly making sure so they nip anything in the bud, but help other kids like Carson. Put them on the billboards when they have a miraculous recovery and are able to walk out of Manning Family Children's happy and healthy by calling 888-780-8811 or texting NOLA Kids to 34984. We really need you to step up, folks. We're a little short of our goal this hour, so anything you can give, any dollar amount at all, please call and text right now and give. We're back after this.
Paige, thank you so much for joining
thank
us,
you.
Too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.